Italy launched its Mare Nostrum operation a year ago after 500 migrants died off the island of Lampedusa in October 2013, forcing the government into action. Italian Coast Guard and Navy vessels, backed by aircraft, rescued an estimated 150,000 people in 1 year alone. It cost $11.9 million a month. The operation ended November 1st. Italian Interior Minister Angelino Alfano said Rome could no longer foot the bill.
Il numero dei morti non è proporzionale agli euro spesi.
The death toll is not proportional to the amount of euros spent. We have carried out a mission of which we are proud, and which began as a time-limited mission. The area covered by this mission almost reached the North African coast.
Italy has long complained that its European partners have offered far too little help in dealing with the influx. More than 2,500 migrants are known to have died in the past 12 months attempting to cross the Mediterranean. The European Union's border agency, Frontex, is taking over the rescue mission under the codename Triton, but it has a third of the resources and only covers up to 50 kilometres from Europe's shores. Refugee and migrant support groups have strongly criticised the decision to end the rescue mission across the Mediterranean. Günther Burkhardt is from the group Pro Asyl in Germany.
Ganz kleines Gebiet. Es wird noch mehr Tote auf dem Meer geben.
There will be more dead at sea. Foreign ministers see the necessity to provide more aid, but the interior ministers of Europe do everything to seal off the borders for refugees, especially those from Syria.
EU officials say member states have been slow in offering funding, personnel and equipment.
Member states alone, they cannot do it. Frontex alone, they cannot do it. So we need to cooperate, all of us together, to try and put a stop to this terrible drama.
Britain supported the end of Italy's rescue mission, saying it encouraged more migrants to attempt the dangerous sea crossing. Britain has offered just a single immigration officer for the new EU mission. Europe says more must be done to tackle the traffickers who organise the treacherous crossings, charging between $1,500 and $3,500 for each migrant. Among those attempting to cross are tens of thousands of Syrians fleeing the civil war, alongside Iraqis, Afghans, Eritreans and economic migrants from across Africa. Pope Francis, at a ceremony to celebrate All Saints' Day in Rome Saturday, criticised the global response to those fleeing war and hunger.
Questa gente, questi bambini affamati.
It seems that these people, these hungry children, these sick children, they do not count. It seems that they belong to another species. It seems they are not human.
Refugee support groups say migrants fleeing war and poverty will not be put off by the decision to end Operation Mare Nostrum, and the boats will keep coming. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.